from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, anger erupts following the decision in the Breonna Taylor case. Two Louisville officers shot as protests turned violent. And just in, our first look at the suspect.
In the Bay Area, activists march peacefully demanding change. Why our legal analyst says that change won't come from a grand jury.
And mourners saying farewell. The high-profile guests expected to day to pay their respects to Justice Ginsburg.
Plus, the heat returns, and with that, high fire danger, the warning to keep in mind this weekend. Plus, another weekly jobless claims report is released. We have those brand new numbers for you coming up. Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, September 24th. I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Lynn Keys. Cooler weather is on tap for today, but it won't last long. Mary Lee has your forecast.
Yeah, Len and Michelle, enjoy today with temperatures just a little bit cooler compared to yesterday. The heat is on for sure as we look to the end of the week with that high fire danger. So a lot to get to this morning, though, looking at that strong onshore flow and good air quality. Great to see that clean and fresh air. Get out there and enjoy it for today. Starting off with some patchy fog along the coast right around the bay, and even a gray start for some of our inland locations with that sea breeze kicking in for us. Those daytime highs, 86 and Concord looking at 82 in San Jose, 74 in Oakland, and 68 for San Francisco. A fire weather watch with critical fire weather conditions for Saturday, 11 a.m. until 8 a.m. on Monday for the North Bay Mountains, East Bay Hills, and interior valleys. We'll talk more about that high fire danger for the weekend coming up in a few minutes. Now let's check in with Gianna for the latest on that drive through the Altamont.
It's been a tough one this morning, Mary. We had a broken down big rig at Greenville. That's been cleared out of lane, and your drive times are improving. However, I am now getting word of a brand new trouble spot for that ride into the Altamont, westbound 580, right at the 205 connector. Some sort of debris or stalled vehicle stuck in lane. So already busy anyway coming out of Tracy's. You work your way just past North Flynn with your drive times now at 41 minutes. So that's actually a lot better than what we saw earlier. We saw drive times at about 75 minutes, just about 30 minutes ago. So 205 to 680, still a little slow. You'll have some brake lights getting on to 680 itself if you're working your way towards a Dublin interchange. There's a crash in Walnut Creek. I'll update you on that in my next report. Ann?
I'm Ann McAvick here at the Live News Desk, and breaking news, we just got this mugshot in, a first look at the suspect in custody after two Louisville police officers were shot last night. He's identified as Lorenzo Johnson. No word yet on his exact charges or if anybody else was involved. The shooting happening downtown during protests. Both officers were taken to the hospital. Their conditions described as stable right now. One was in surgery at last word. And the protest, of course, comes in the hours after the announcement in the Breonna Taylor investigation, which saw a grand jury indict former officer Brett Hankison on three counts of wanton endangerment, but no officers were charged in the direct killing of Taylor. So more protests are expected tonight. A citywide curfew in Louisville going into effect at 9 p.m. Len.
And the grand jury announcement sparking protests through the night in dozens of cities across the country and here at home, San Francisco, San Jose, and Oakland. Around 200 demonstrators took to the city of Oakland overnight, marching to City Hall and shutting down intersections along the way. The crowd, angry over the lack of charges in Kentucky. One legal analyst we spoke to says justice is rarely served when a grand jury is involved in cases of police shootings.
The saying is, you know, a prosecutor can get a ham sandwich indicted if the prosecutor wanted to, because it is really the prosecutors to play with. In my view, the grand jury is anything but grand.
The city of Oakland expects protests to continue over the next few days.
Hundreds of people also gathered in Sacramento. The protests remained peaceful as crowds listened to speakers and marched through the streets. A similar scene in downtown San Diego, where nearly 400 demonstrators showed up. Police only reported one confrontation where protesters blocked the street when a driver took off. NBA player LeBron James tweeting on the grand jury decision, saying, quote, "The most disrespected person on earth is the black woman. I promise you I'll do my best to change this as much as I can and even more. Love to you queens all over this country and beyond." And Warriors head coach Steve Kerr weighed in from the team's minicamp, calling the ruling demoralizing.
Well, the body of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose for one more day at the Supreme Court. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are expected to pay their respects in the next hour. Tomorrow, Justice Ginsburg's body will be moved to the U.S. Capitol. She will be the first woman to lie in state there. And among the Americans coming to pay their respects, one little girl showed up wearing a Supergirl costume. She paused with her mother to take a picture as they filed past the casket.
Breaking news now, just released data shows that new jobless claims reached 870,000 last week. That's up from the previous week's total of 866,000. It's a sign layoffs across the nation are still widespread 6 months after the coronavirus hit the economy.
California has already experienced record-setting wildfires this year, and fire season isn't over yet. Diablo winds expected this weekend are causing concerns for firefighters. KPIX 5's Katie Nielsen live at the Contra Costa County Fire Station in Walnut Creek to explain. Katie.
Len, these East Bay Hills, these inland valleys, and also the North Bay Hills, those are the biggest areas of concern for this weekend. Those are also the areas under a fire weather watch. Now, as Mary Lee has been talking about all morning, this weekend, temperatures are expected to go up, those winds will pick up, and humidity is going down. That creates conditions ripe for fast-moving wildfires, especially at a time when the hills are already dry.
We've had a challenging fire season already all across the state. Here in Contra Costa County, we've been pretty fortunate, knock on wood, but now we're getting into what typically is the height of the fire season.
So one of the biggest questions for this weekend, will PG&E be doing any public safety power shutoffs? As of right now, PG&E says no, but because of the impact to customers, PG&E has actually set up a new alert system where people can sign up to get updates about possible power shutoffs. Now, firefighters say the biggest thing this weekend is for people to be extra careful when they're outside. Don't do anything that could throw any sparks. And also, if you do see any type of a fire burning this weekend, immediately call 911. That's because firefighters want to try to get there and get that fire out before it has a chance to spread. Live in Walnut Creek, Katie Nielsen, KPIX 5.
To the fires burning right now, the Creek Fire in Fresno, Madera County is now the largest single blaze ever in California. 452 square miles, nearly the size of Los Angeles. Flames ignited earlier this month and destroyed 855 structures. It's 34% contained. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles County, equipment from Southern California Edison is under investigation. It may have started the 113,000-acre Bobcat Fire. The utility's grid apparently experienced an issue where the fire started on September 6th. Crews believe they may have made a turn and turned a corner with this blaze. It is now 38% contained. Air quality in the Bay Area from the wildfire statewide became a big topic for weeks. For most of us, it was a month of suffering. But for vulnerable elderly populations, it may have been deadly. In a new study, Stanford researchers say the recent wildfire smoke attributed to 1,200 excess deaths and 4,800 additional ER visits among those 65 or older with underlying health issues.
There's a lot of new research suggests that even short-term exposure to very bad air quality, as we've experienced in the Bay Area over the last month, can have long-term effects on immune function, on respiratory function, how well your lungs work. So these are not just short-term effects.
Medical research has shown soot is among the most dangerous types of air pollution to humans. And some good news this morning, Yosemite National Park is reopening tomorrow. The park closed last week due to unhealthy air from the Creek Fire. Campsites will also reopen, but you need a reservation.
California is looking to phase out the sale of gas-powered vehicles by 2035. The governor is citing climate change as the reason to move forward. Experts call the goal ambitious but doable.
It also kind of sets a threshold for many of our legacy companies that are now pivoting to electric, and we can talk about Ford and the advent of the EF-150, which is a new electric truck coming out and a new electric Mustang coming out.
The new plan would not ban people from owning gas-fueled cars or selling them on the used car market.